fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
Dr. Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news here in the studio with the other guy on the other side.
Hey, man, it's Dan Dugan back from my hiatus, wherever I was, but I'm back. So the other guy is back with the other side of the news. And I think we heard the Beach Boys for a second, but anyway. Lots going on, right, Bob?
Indeed, and probably nothing more important than the Supremes. That's right, the Supremes.
Here they come.
Embracing Jim Crow.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking about the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right.
With their new voter lynch law. Well, metaphorically lynching the voters, purging them, so to speak. This could be the difference in the 2018 midterm election. As usual, Dan, guess what the vote was?
Let me see. Somewhere around 9. 5-4?
5-4.
Doggone it. Yeah, no abstaining.
Once again, the far right-wing conservative justices says it's okay to practice apartheid in the U.S.
Right.
Particularly,
well, they're strict constructionalists. That's what they're.
Yeah, what they're constructing is a law.
Obstructionist.
That goes after, of course, poor and minority voters. And they did it by embracing the policies of John Husted, the Ohio Secretary of State, who's objectively one of the most racist men in America, also running for lieutenant.
Objectively, yes.
Governor. You know, when you purge millions of black people, you can go, look, it's just partisan. But in reality, you've purged hundreds of thousands of black voters.
Because those people aren't going to vote for us, or them, I mean to say.
Yeah, he could argue that it. You know, he's going to claim it's fair. But riddle me this, Mr. Dan Dugan.
Uh-oh, yes.
Riddle me this.
Batman.
In the era
Dr.
of
Batman.
The computer, where your name is on a computer.
Yeah.
And you have to show ID
right.
at the poll.
Yes.
To show where you live before you can vote.
Right.
Why in the hell would you be eliminating hundreds of thousands of voters because they hadn't voted in a few federal elections and didn't return a card to you?
Right.
Can't they skip a few elections without losing their constitutional right to vote? Well,
you know how much everyone relies on the U.S. mail at this point, and you know, in this day and time, 2018, I mean, everybody's, you know, right on the, as soon as that mail comes in, they're going to respond to the.
Now, if you got an envelope from the Secretary of State, would you open it up and return a card
to
the Republican?
Trust me, I'd be afraid to open it.
Yeah. So again, there is no logical reason to go after voters in a state where we use computers, as they all do. Your name's on a computer. You're registered to vote. Some of these voters voted in local elections, but not in a general election because they didn't like the candidates.
Right.
They don't like
vote in. You can't not vote in two federal.
And then and not
How
return
dare you just
the
vote
card
for your own.
That says, why didn't you vote? Because
right.
there can't be fraud. You have to show your ID. Here's an idea.
Yes.
You put a column that that has their voting attendance record.
Right.
You say inactive. You show up. You look closely at the ID. Why would you remove? Why would you remove from the voting roll someone who's registered to vote? And we can easily solve the problem of dead people voting. Dead people are going to vote. Yeah, and we got a county recorder's office, and every single dead person is on the record. Shockingly, Mr. Husted, why didn't you link the county recorder's office with the Board of Election? Problem solved. So you don't have babbling idiots go, well, what if dead people vote? Dead people can't show ID.
Yeah,
so the
lately,
Supreme Court has
you never essentially, know. They could be virtual dead people.
Well, you know, that's more of a problem in
yeah,
you know, private no companies that could, with a few switches,
right.
send in a cyber vote.
Right. But the decision essentially ruled in favor of Husted and
yeah,
his
it said
draconian
that,
tactics. Of,
it said that he can choose to follow a federal law which says you have to maintain your voting rolls. It's
right.
it's a good idea, and he's decided to do that by essentially stripping the voter rolls of hundreds of thousands of eligible voters because they didn't vote in a past few elections. And then they have
further
these
incentive for you folks out there to get
right.
out and vote. So.
And then they have these,
because you know they're gaming us.
So-called moderates, the worst being Professor Ned Foley, who I had the displeasure of studying under at OSU Law School. Ned Foley's always being moderate. You know, tell me this
professor.
Yes, moderate. Yes. For a while, he was the Jones Day corporate chair
yeah.
at Ohio
yep.
State. So he always yep. likes
Paul
to
Ryan's
say, well,
moderate
it's
now
all
too.
Pretty reasonable. It might take up to 6 years. Look, Ned Foley, why don't you do a study of the European Union? Over there, the elected officials are required to register their citizens to vote. Novel concept? It's a constitutional right. We don't need apologists like Ned Foley, professor, distinguished
professor, Ned
professor
Foley. That's right.
of being and nothingness. This vacuous, vacuous
being
idiot,
and nothingness.
Pompous. Oh, I was once Ohio solicitor. I'm not impressed, Mr. Foley. You're taking away people's constitutional rights, and you're acting objectively to support a racist. What does that make you, Professor Foley, Ohio State University
yeah.
School of Law?
Yeah.
Since when do you lose your constitutional right to vote, say, you try to go out and hold a rally. We can't give you a permit. You didn't protest the last 2 years. It's a constitutional right. Their names are on computers. They're showing ID. Don't be an idiot. But we know you're not really an
yeah,
idiot. You're a very smart guy who makes a lot of money sounding moderate, Professor Foley.
Right.
Yeah. The problem in the world is these professors like Foley and
there's a lot more problems, but I'm with you. That's a big one.
Moderate in the U.S.,
yeah.
you know, it's a huge problem when you're practicing.
You damn professors.
Jim,
I mean, those
Jim
damn
Crow.
Professors.
You yeah. know, it's, you know, I'm over at a community college, so
right.
they don't quote me in the New York Times. They go
Not lately.
To the Ohio State University and quote
right. Right.
Ned Foley. Perfectly reasonable if they didn't answer some mail to lose their constitutional right. You're not losing yours over there in Bexley, are you, Professor?
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Shall we discuss immigration, sir?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's discuss how people are being yanked and
hopefully,
separated.
Hopefully the Supremes and Ms. Professor Foley will become refugees.
Well, there you go. And then they'll try to get back in, and we can deny them.
We can deny them, and then...
So ICE is cracking down like crazy.
Okay.
And recently in Ohio, they hit greenhouses and just hauled people off. You know, your child's at daycare, so what? You're gone, and, you know... Someone will just have to figure it out, and kids are ending up in institutions for really long periods
well,
of time.
And they call them institutions
somewhere
in the equivalent of what were called dog
and it
kennels.
Goes on and on across the country, and you're obviously well aware of that. You know, then we get Congress beginning to look good for the midterms by enacting some form of an immigration bill from their new moderate leader, Paul Ryan. So,
Yeah, he used to be far right. Because, now he's moderate, yeah. Thanks to Donald Trump.
Now that he's in his final days, he wants to look good. But also, they're trying to come up with some kind of bill, right, concerning immigration in Congress. And the moderation already apparently missed a deadline on Tuesday. And so it's in the hands of the less moderates and still the Democrats trying to hold on to some ground to keep DACA active, right?
Anyway. Now, which the much bigger problem, though, which you already touched on, is destroying families.
Right.
Stripping, and many of these kids are actually U.S. citizens, yep. Deporting their parents. This stuff, I mean, people like to mention, but this is the stuff that used to be prevalent in fascist nations like Nazi Germany, where you separated out family. You know, since when do you keep kids in the equivalent of dog kennels, strip them from their family, and they're striking out against stuff like people coming here who have been abused, who have been fleeing,
yes. Yeah.
Violent gangs.
Well,
as
Sessions
in El
has
Salvador.
He's picked a case of a woman who is escaping, persecution and beatings from her husband in the M13, and so she's going to get sent back. So El Salvador, right?
Yeah, of course they'll claim to be family oriented.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. So. And yeah, this continues to go on, and I see no end.
And there, there's a lot of jobs in the U.S. that
at this point
many citizens don't want to do. They're not really taking jobs. There's a lot of these stories about small towns where the local pickle family or the landscaping businesses or
the greenhouses,
the harvesting,
the greenhouses
right
in Ohio
here in
are
Ohio.
A perfect example. Most of these growers now don't know how they're going to meet their goals and how they're going to, make a buck and provide us with the vegetables we need. So, it's genius in action, that's for sure. And they're effing up, man.
And again, it's xenophobia. It's the worst aspects of American society.
Right.
And apparently they didn't read history. The northern, the U.S. Southwest used to be known as the northern half of Mexico, which we took, and I paraphrase the words of President Grant, the great Civil War general, said one of the most unjust wars in human history.
Right.
As we picked a fight with Mexico.
Right.
And tried to get Texas to become a slave state. The Mexican government didn't recognize slaves, but we wanted another slave state, so slave owners moved slaves into Texas, and then we used propaganda to attack the country and steal half of that nation.
Right.
And now we wonder why they're coming back into cities named El Paso and states named New Mexico.
There you go. And soon, apparently we're going to have trouble on the Canadian border because this charm tactic is continuing to work everywhere. So on the heels of the G7, soon to be G8 if he has his way and Russia gets back in. But
yeah,
it's just
I'm not opposed
continual.
To Russia being let into the
I'm not
G8.
Either.
It's point one of the more reasonable requests, but the odd part, which you're talking about,
this blatant U.S.
is
imperialism.
Going after
it's
our allies.
Right, exactly. So it just continues. It's this entire...
Right, so you have to go after the Canadian
xenophobia.
Prime Minister Trudeau, and you bring up the burning of the White House in the War of 1812. This is WGRN 94.1, the Green Renaissance.
It's the other side of the news.
To, once again?
Yes, the other side of the news.
The other side of the news. It's Bob Fitrakis.
Dan Dugan. Here we are.
Bringing you the other side of the news.
In the middle of discussing this crazy immigration policy that's been sending people out. And like I said, it seems to be across the board.
Economy. The reality is we've exploited immigrant labor, migrant labor.
Absolutely.
Some of it undocumented.
Right.
Haven't paid those people well for very difficult stoop labor, picking fruit and vegetables. and now we're going after them, and it's harming more than anything the U.S. economy.
Well, maybe they can get these kids off these opiates, and then they'll go do those jobs.
Well, you got to wonder about the empire, the new Rome that we live in,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, with 4% of the world's population, we're consuming an estimated 43% of the world's narcotics. And that's not even the opioids, the pharmaceutical.
I opened up a can of worms there, didn't I? Yeah, it's, well, again, it seems to be a general overall attempt on the Trump administration to alienate just about everybody, but perhaps Russia, China, North Korea.
Not the Kims.
Absolutely. We've got another deal going down, sort of.
Right, and again,
not much of a deal. And well, this man's a business negotiator.
Well, there were three previous deals, as the New York Times
Commander
points
of
out.
Cheese. Yeah.
Kim Il-sung, the original dynastic
right.
Communist Party leader.
Yeah. Numero
That's what's
uno.
Novel about North Korea. You supposedly have a Workers' Party, a Communist Party in charge, but they're passing it down like it's a medieval
right.
baronage.
Yeah, yes.
So Kim Il-sung, the grandfather, October 22nd, 1994, signed an agreement with the United States to freeze nuclear activities, renounce any ambition to become a nuclear power, and open two secret military sites to inspection.
Right.
So that was a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
In 1994 under President Clinton. Much better deal than Trump cut. And then there was Kim Jong-il, his son, September 19th, yes. 2005.
Continuing
the
in the family feudal line.
The Kim family, yes. The United States, North Korea, and four other nations participated in negotiations in Beijing, signed a draft accord in which the North promised to abandon efforts to produce nuclear weapons and to readmit international inspectors
right.
to the nuclear facilities. And during this period, ABB, which, again, Donald Rumsfeld was on their board, was going to help them develop
Good
nuclear power.
Yeah. Right.
The, yeah.
And
then, of course,
the
Trump's
on.
Deal, Kim Jong-un, June 12th, 2018. Mr. Trump, quote, committed to provide security guarantees to North Korea, and Mr. Kim reaffirmed his firm and unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Right.
So
which,
three
which
dictators,
now they're, they
three
are
brutal
actually,
dictators.
Right.
Three deals. I think they should talk.
But again, this wasn't much
before.
Of a deal at all, really.
Right, no.
It's
now
a lot
here's the reality.
Maybe we'll do this if you do that.
Kim Jong-un was actually very rational. The lesson he took from Iraq and from Libya, which John Bolton kept bringing up, right, when Gaddafi complied in 2006 or so and ended his nuclear program, it got him attacked by NATO in 2011.
The regime changed.
When Saddam agreed to let the inspectors in and dismantled his nuclear program, he got attacked by the U.S.
Right.
So why did Kim Jong-un develop nuclear weapons? Because of people like George Bush and the Obama administration that in both cases, when countries denuclearized, they were attacked. And the leaders were overthrown and killed.
But see, Trump has a film that guarantees what a beautiful, bright future North Korea can have if they just follow our lead.
I'm thinking Trump Towers,
Kim will
Trump
just
resorts,
dance with the commander.
A Trump golf course.
Yes. Oh, sure.
And,
why
of course,
not?
Some fast food.
That's what he was suggesting.
Joints.
Real estate instead of military installations.
Some fast food burger joints.
You know, you got China
Kushner,
and South Korea on either side,
but
he said.
But there's a guy, Jared
They'll
Kushner,
come visit.
Who could put these deals together.
Absolutely. Send the Trump boys in. Send that team in.
And maybe they can launder a little money from the Russian mafia in the meantime.
Maybe. But I do like the fact that he suggested real estate. The real estate business. That's where you need to be. And again, he showed a film, a wonderful film apparently, which I like the quote that good old Kim said that people would think it was science fiction. So, but basically it was saying, you know, you have your choice. You can see these planes flying overhead, or you can have a beautiful, bright future. I guess it had six sunrises in it or something like that.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the sun's just going to keep rising up over the golf course.
And some high rises.
North Korea. Yeah.
And some luxury resorts.
Mm-hmm.
All they need is somebody who could build them.
Sure enough. Who could do that?
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll think about that one. So who knows where we're at? Also, in the midst of this, his news, that Trump conceded was to stop these war games. Not my favorite pastime, but that seems to have drawn some questions from our own military, who have been rattling their sabers right. ever since the
yeah,
boy
he
got
shows
in.
Up and hey, I haven't told South Korea our
no,
key ally.
No, why would you bother to tell them?
There'll yeah. be no more war games.
This is not about them.
Well, he's commander-in-chief. It might not be a bad idea, but you'd think you want to let your allies know. And so, you know, same thing he did with Trudeau there, Prime Minister Trudeau. You know, you go to meet, you have a disagreement. Suddenly he's accusing you of personally burning down the White House in 1812, even though you were a colony of Great Britain. I'm not sure we can hold the Canadian...
Damn those
colonial
South Park
had it right. Blame Canada.
I mean, come on.
Subjects for the burning of the White House.
You know, in the meantime,
they had a really rough week because the Canadians had a supermodel that waved the checkered flag at a big car race, a lap too early, by the way.
I don't know if you heard about
that, but I
did see it.
Of keen interest.
They had to say the race is. It was supposed to be a 70 lapper. They called it off after
69. Oh, no.
A couple laps. Okay, that last lap before you wave the flag.
You can't make
we'll go
that
back,
stuff up.
To that.
Yeah. Well, all right. In the meantime, we've got some stuff going on locally. The Pride from the Columbus Community Pride 2018, the Back to Our Roots Festival. So the Free Press and this radio station encourages you to go support this festival. And not necessarily the corporate one going on. So it's at this one is Saturday, which is June 16th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Mamie Moore Park, 867 Mount Vernon Avenue. So it's hosted by Black Queer and Intersectional Columbus. Facebook.com/BlackQueerColumbus. I'll get it out yet. And go down there and enjoy yourself and celebrate Gay Pride. Bob, you know more about what went on last year because your law partner and the Green Party governor was part of the defense team for the Black Pride 4.
Yeah, and we wrote about it extensively
right.
In the Free Press. And
where does all of this division leave the gay community in general, though?
Well,
I'm confused.
The sort of corporate institutionalized gay community, the Black Pride 4 in the Community Pride will argue has left its roots.
It
really
exactly.
Stonewall
and that's why this
was
is called
a riot.
Back to Our Roots Festival.
And it was
yes.
a riot against the police. And I've said this many times. If I was asked what time in history would you go back to, I would go back to the Stonewall riot, and I would love to have been in the police station when the police came in after getting their asses kicked by the gay pride community,
right?
Hi, we're here. We're going to arrest you. We're going to beat you. We're going to humiliate you. Ah, why are you hitting me? Why are you burning our cars? Because you've acted like oppressive, fascistic jackboots.
Right.
And we're through being arrested and harassed because of our sexual orientation.
We're here, we're queer, and we're going to kick your butts.
That's right. And what happened? You know, with Sergeant, what happened? Did you get in a fight with the Hells Angels?
Yeah, there you
no.
go.
No. Gay people beat us up. Okay.
You know, one thing I did notice with the whole Pride thing is the incredible amount of corporate swag. I mean, High Street was like inches deep in candy and plastic toys and you know, all kinds of trinkets proclaiming
all the major
how progressive
all in.
Nationwide and everybody else is with their, oh, my God. So I do think the whole thing needed an enema. What my question is will this will this be the right direction to go? That's what I'm
curious about. Well, I think Lisa Gum was incredibly principled to organize the Pride Parade last year and resigned because...
Right. Because they were backing the police. Case.
Lori Gunn, sorry about that.
Lori, yeah.
So Lori Gum, again, resigned. But one of the things is that they weren't adamant, Stonewall and their board, in saying drop the charges against these people.
I know. Matter of fact, they testified in court for...
Granted, a board member was subpoenaed, but the testimony that he showed up was really favorable to the police.
It sure was. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
And the question is why? The orders of the day and the police officer in charge spelled this out was again to de-escalate violence and to talk. But if you looked at the video place, the police showed up and within 30, 40 seconds were using their bikes as weapons. And then this is what I really hate. The candy ass police of today, right, is like, one of them tripped over his own bike and hurt his knee. So let's charge him with a felony, or let's try and get a first-degree assaulting a police officer. Look, you tripped over your bike because you had bad training. You shouldn't have been assaulting the Black Pride 4. So don't hang charges on them because you got hurt. You're a police officer. You should have followed the orders of the day. You should have acted civil. You shouldn't have assaulted the most vulnerable people in the society, gay, lesbian, trans people of color. You mm-hmm. should have followed your orders and not brutalized people, and you wouldn't have been hurt.
There you go. So, again, that's on Saturday. There you go.
And they're bringing in one of the original people from the Stonewall Riot to speak.
Well, there you go. And there will be food trucks, much more, outdoor activities for children. And so go on down to that.
And they don't want any police. They want to do their own community security. I mean, the amazing thing about Stonewall is just the massive amount of police that show up at those rallies and apparently feel no obligation to abide by the agreements with Stonewall Union or the Order of the Day. And then people in Stonewall end up giving testimony that benefits a violent, out-of-control, homophobic police force.
Yep, I gotcha. So we're in the middle of festival season. ComFest comes up next week. It's the year of the woman, so you won't see knuckleheads like me emceeing. It's going to be an all-girl affair, and we wholly encourage you to get out to Goodell Park and continue to support the non-corporate sponsored event that has existed for many, many years.
And really to drink Free Press wine. I'll be at the Free Press wine.
Do drink Free Press wine.
Most
if you're thirsty,
nights,
find the Free Press.
Keep the Free Press alive.
It will help.
The Free Press, the original, one of the original founders, the half dozen people that put that festival together, and the original gay pride, gay rights newspaper. When nobody in 1970 and in the 70s was standing up for gay rights, the Columbus Free Press was. I mean, before the Free Press, you wouldn't have known there were any gay people in Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
But we're time to wrap up, Mr.
Yeah, come out and support this mom and pop operation at the community festival and get out to the Pride gathering, Return to the Roots. More thoughts? Yeah, Trump's a jerk off, but yeah, we all know that.
All right.
So it's great to be back.
Hopefully, they will denuclearize not only the peninsula, but the entire world. This is Bob Fitrakis.
Dan Dugan here.
Bringing you the other side of the news. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.